Get him in the house and stuff. And he just fall out of here, getting just kicked when he get up in his eyes, be just dazed. I was crying, I was crying and all that. Mama, hide your mouth. Papa said, she's scared. My papa said, he can't get you in the house. They got the hitch, the double wagon, and knocked the panel off the fence, the palings. And son got up on top of that teddy killer and threw Papa to that chain. And he drug him on to that wagon, to that wheel, and then he wrapped it around there and they had the Indian, but see, he couldn't get up in the wagon. And they kept him up in the woods and shot him. But don't you, and do you know how old a man don't want to get eyes and didn't know it? Wearing steps and he's up on that panel and I thought this was a dog. Just like you know you got my box being steps. You couldn't see me, he's up under there, you know what I'm doing up on there. And that time, our dog come out of the kind of patch with me. And he come out on there and jumped on that dog. Man, you talking about shitting them dogs and getting in that house?
I guess so.
I didn't have time. And he run on the porch and then went him. He had a porch. And he had a woman just by that time off the porch. Ain't nobody stuck my neck up. And then, and I don't know why, I'm glad he didn't come in the window. And when he bring his chase in front of the dog. Mm-hmm. And I let that window down. And he could come back to the home where I had my door shut. And when he come back to the home and start in that room, I burn him up. I turn that shark down loose on that door and that locked me down. I turned him loose, so I got him. Yeah, I got him. I said, and I stayed so there. So he said, you didn't hold it tight enough. I said, you always hold your gun here. Don't hold it here. He said, hold it against your shoulder here. I said, where is gun? Keep being careful. Why had he had it? I said, I've been so. Yeah, he got in there grin. I just throw that shot at him. Boom! He just turned on over. He said, you think you've done something? I said, scared as I was, I don't know how I'd be knocked out. He scared me. So he took me out with those dogs and killed them folks. He hit them, jumped on both of them.
I don't think I've ever seen
him. I don't think I've ever seen him. You asked Bill about it. Bill had a horse, and he was the brain man. He stayed and he just said, come out down. And this mad dog come from, oh, where did mad dog come from? But you had to turn in the lane and come to my house, down in the lane from the main road. Just back up from here, I did a truck patch on a peaceful car off the road. And, this girl just had got there and I was sick and had all the ones hatching and didn't even have a screen to her face. They had gone back to the field and I hadn't laid that much sleep. She saw and I said, here come a dog. I said, what? No, then I hit her, I don't run around on the thing. She said, here come a dog. I said, shut the door. And she left, shut the door and let the window down. She said, why are your dogs? I said, I don't know, they're so weird in here. And I hollered at Bill, look out there, come on. And I hollered at him. And I hollered at him. I shot him with a 30, he got me, I shot him, spit on him right on his bed. And he went back to the room. And I hollered to Bill, look out, there come a mad dog down there. And he taking his horse to loose and turned the other horse loose and he wanted to get out of the way. And he rode that horse to the house and got that shotgun. And he rode out, stayed on that horse until he killed that mad dog. And that mad dog, when Bill was shooting him, you could see him come to the top of the cotton. The cotton was tall, he laid about, you see him jumping. And the last shot, I said, Lord, I believe the dog got Bill. He said, you crazy? I said, I believe the guy. He said, no, Bill, y'all have a booze in here.
That's Bill. He could have been as two of the
dragons. That's not Bill. What's the matter here?
That's his wife.
Oh, yeah.
That's his wife. That feels tough. You're getting ready to cut out. She stays with Bill and George and go.
Well, what about that? That, if you ever heard of those called the shins, you know, you hit your shins or something like that?
Yeah, Charlie.
What about that, if you have to get down like this, you know, this part right here, you say you're squatting on your, what would you call that, anything?
What you mean? Just like you bring that hand?
Uh-huh.
Squatting down on your thigh.
Yeah, okay. You ever heard people call that the haunches?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Some of them call them the haunches.
Uh-huh.
Haunches do.
What about a person who's been sick for a while, but he's up and about now, but you might say he still looks a little bit
thin.
You ever heard people say he looks a little peaked or something like that? What about, you know, a person who has a smile on his face and just never loses his temper, you say he's mighty?